previously on the Atypical Sports Show.
Bird watching is a sport.
I've never heard of bird watching being a sport, but I was so taken aback by when my friend Kimani tells me that he went bird watching. Not only did I laugh at him going bird watching, this dude has an article in ArizonaCentral.com.
I forwarded it to you.
It says, Kimani Holmes and Kasha Bryant of Phoenix attended Hornbacher's program because they often wondered about the birds they spotted when hiking. They were inspired by her presentation. I think we might set up some feeders in our yard, quote, Holmes said.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Sports Radio Show.
Atypical.
Atypical.
Okay, let's just explain why Matthew's so weird.
They speak very fast and very loud.
Atypical.
Hey, welcome to the Atypical Sports Show.
Bienvenidos a Atypico.
Brought to you by Vima, the world's most powerful liquid antioxidant. Visit www.vima.com. Yo, Kimani Holmes, what is cracking, bruh?
Dude, do not say my government name like that, though.
I like saying it, dude, because it's like, it's a formal introduction to who you is.
You know, back in the 90s when brothers used to say that kind of line, man, that's my government name. That always tripped me out as a young youth.
Why was that? I think that was the 60s.
No, dude.
I never heard any brother in the 90s.
Man, Buckshot Shorty would say that. Redman would say that. Those rappers would say that.
Okay. You got me.
So what we got going on, my boy,
man,
Robbie?
We got a lot going on, man. Today, you know, it's great because it's our Friday. We got a little fan interaction. We got some emails jumping off. We got some Manny, of course, talking. We got a little talk about a little Twitter. Man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, this could possibly be one of the the biggest sports days in recent history. I mean, yesterday was. I mean, just with the Manny, you know what I'm saying? Brett Favre coming back. You know,
Bob Melvin getting fired. Coyotes are trying to move out the city.
Man,
you know?
Kobe, Artest were fighting. Oh, you know, man. Derek Fisher gets suspended. But Rajon Rondo, somebody slapping brothers in the head. Rafe Alston slapping dudes in the back of the head.
And the show's over. Thanks for listening.
Take care. Have a great day.
You know what the most thing I'm afraid about right now is, see, I always think locally before we go globally. So when I think of locally, I think of Phoenix, I think of Metropolis, Phoenix. But then I think about the Great Storm Studios, and then I think locally how chill and laid back you are, how local. Like, see, I always think small, like you go from the room you're in, and then you look around your environment. The Great Storm Studio got some upgrades, and Rob is so laid back on a couch.
You know what I'm saying? You know, right now, I just need, like, maybe some of a server right next to me, give me some grapes or something
I'm
like that.
I'm not comfortable about this whole situation.
I know, because you sitting in Donald Trump's chair right now.
No, my chair's been the same chair, dude. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, man, only way I feel regular about this if we do something regular and do something we've been doing since day one. Let's bring the word of the day.
I've been wanting to hear the word of the day. You know what I'm saying?
So those horns.
Man, word of the day, baby.
Dude, can we, man, do those horns again? I'll do a double up. I don't even care. They tickle me. Okay.
They tickle me.
Word of the day. Okay, I got to get my pronunciations right. Okay.
No, you got to say pronunciation first.
Pronunciation.
Right.
Okay.
That's it's so ironic that you do word of the day, but yet because I feel too 100% comfortable at the end of the day that you really know how to pronounce the word of the day.
Come on, man. You know I can mellifluously do this.
Dude, if people could only see the way his mouth has to move this. To say mellifluously?
Dude, whatever.
Remember,
man.
Samantha used to shake her. Remember Samantha used to do her nose like that? Like she used to twinkle her nose like that on Bewitched?
Yeah.
That's how you have to look when you do mellifluously. You
Maybe like, I am a witch. Maybe everything I got going on is because of my witchcraft.
All right, I like that, man. You're a warlock, though, dog. You're a warlock.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, go ahead. What you got?
Okay. The skeleton uses the janitor's key. Oh. Okay, I was just doing my warm ups.
Oh.
Okay, coruscate. Actually,
can I have the spelling, please? Yes.
Yeah. Let's give the spelling. You know what, Rob? Matter of fact, why don't you try to spell it?
Oh, okay, sure.
You know, because I wanted you to be like that little cat from the spelling bee that passed out.
I can't pass out. I'm on the couch.
You already passed out.
Yes. Coruscate.
Yeah.
Coruscate.
Coruscate. Coruscate. Yeah. Coruscate.
I can always blame this on your pronunciation, can I?
Blame it on the pronunciation. Blame it on the alcohol.
I would say, could you say it to me one more time?
Coruscate.
Okay, so C-O-R-I.
Uh-uh.
Okay, E. U.
Yes.
S.
Yes.
G A T E.
C A T E. I'll give it to you. C-O-U-R-U-S-C-A-T-E.
Coruscate.
Mike is giving me the evil eye because he knows we're doing way too long for this word of the day.
I like it though. This is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so Coruscate.
I didn't know our producer was so time conscious right
man,
now.
You know, man, it just be in the moment.
Yeah.
Just be in the moment. That's all it's about being in the moment. Coruscate. I would say that's to kind of like make somebody do something, to force someone to do something.
No, it is a verb though. But I'll use it in a sentence for you. And I haven't even studied these sentences, but let me figure out the best one. Because you know they give you like three or four, and sometimes the ones I say is like, whatever.
You could have read three by now.
Dude, I'm just thinking while I'm reading.
I'm Mike sweating me. Read three, please. Read them.
Okay. What? Okay, no, I don't like that one.
Oh my gosh.
This is so much pressure.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, beneath you lie 2 miles of ocean, a bottomlessness for all practical purposes, an infinity of blue, 1,000 coruscating shafts of sunlight probe it, illuminating nothing.
The moving, coruscating, they're alternating.
Okay, I'll give you another one. That's why I was trying to get the one.
No,
that,
that's okay. No, I'm not fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, you're not right.
Okay.
But I understand why you said that.
Okay, great.
Okay, what, see, the thing is, it's
just
a verb.
Just read it.
What coruscating flights of language in his prose? What waterfalls of self-displaying energy? These are terrible sentences. Let me use it in my own sentence.
I didn't even hear a subject in that sentence.
Let me use it in my own sentence.
Is this subject down a verb?
LeBron James
was
coruscating in his games this whole playoffs.
Okay, throwing chalk up in the air.
Dribbling. Skate.
Running fast?
Dude, can I just read it?
Please.
To give off or reflect bright beams or flashes of light to sparkle. To exhibit brilliant, sparkling technique or style. To shine, basically. Coruscate is shine.
Oh, that's how, bro, is that was the last?
It was. It didn't say that, but I'm telling you on how me and you speak, how I'm going to start using this word.
Okay.
Coruscate is shine.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Coruscate.
Great. All right, cool, man. I mean, I feel like I'm a better man for knowing that word now, because I would have never used coruscate in my life, and I have a feeling I'm going to work that in.
I'll feel irresponsible not to. If there's a sponsor who wants us to use this word,
right,
and we're not using it, can you look yourself in the mirror and feel good about yourself?
No, I can't, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about integrity, bro. I can't even look myself in the mirror.
And I can't even look you in the face right now because you laid back on the couch and I'm sitting over here like, but where are you over there, man?
Man, I'm just chilling over here.
You looking like Eartha Kitt or something.
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt in Boomerang. Eddie. Oh, no. Marcus.
Marcus.
Yeah, I don't, man, we gotta rearrange this. There's
man,
something.
What? Man, don't,
okay, you
don't,
know what, man, if
man,
anything,
let me be me, please.
Okay, if
can
anything,
can I be me, please?
If anything, to make this show feel normal, let's do something normal, please, because this, and more, it's like I'm just talking
man,
about.
Right now, man, my aura is coruscating right now because I'm over here just so free and just like just letting off just so much coruscating aura right now. I like it.
And can we please do something that we've done in the show so I can feel like this is normal?
Okay, so we're gonna do some emails.
Did you get them ready?
Yes, I do have the emails ready.
We usually don't do it this soon, so I'm confused right now. So,
well, the reason why we're doing this soon, because there's some pertinent emails talking about a little bit of the subjects that are out there in the sports world, and you know, and we got some emails that really show that people really been listening to the show. And the first email we got is
and even if you don't listen, download. Just download the show and you can listen to it later.
That's simple.
Yeah.
That's simple.
Know.
Or subscribe to iTunes and have it downloaded. And, yeah, I mean, simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
That's all it is. That was it.
Two clicks.
And email that Rob shouldn't lay on the couch when he does the show.
Okay.
So please judge this show and realize that when we're doing the show, Rob is laid back.
See, if I'm like, see, this could kind of be like the West Coast attitude versus the East Coast attitude. Maybe I'm not hungry because I'm laid back here, just
yeah,
laid
too
back.
Comfortable.
I'm
all,
just too comfortable.
We're
like,
so full. We don't even talk about the food we ate
you
anymore.
Know, we
like,
just above it all right
you know,
now.
Before we get into the emails of the day, how did you like the food we
man,
had today?
Today was the best. We're 1 for 3 on food for me. You know, we had Gus's Pizza, then we had a little Jack in the Box.
That don't get a half point.
No. Then we got the
wait a second,
one.
Man.
I'm talking about this is quality, man. This pizza was quality. Today's pizza was quality. I mean, it's not even the same conversation as the other stuff. Seriously, it's not.
Michael,
really,
Michael. What's your assessment?
The certain burgers deserve a point. Pizza is pretty.
Okay, can you say that again for us, please?
In English?
The Jack in the Box definitely deserved its credit.
It does. The Jack in the Box deserves credit. It don't get a zero. I'll take the zero. No.
Yeah, it deserves some points, but the pizza...
Pizza was excellent.
Pizza was the best.
The pizza was the best.
Yeah. And the pizza, and let's explain it. The pizza was one of those take-home pizza places. I think there's only one in the valley. You can read between the lines was one we went to. You know, so I love it when they call me Big Papa. You're supposed to say Murphy's.
How was I? That's so.
See, if you weren't if you weren't on the couch, you would have caught that dude. Know, Our vibe is off right now.
I love when you call me Big Papa Murphy's.
Our vibe is so off right now.
I can understand
right
if the name of the pizza place was Papa's. I love it when you call me Big Papa's. You said Papa Murphy.
You were supposed to say Murphy's to make it all tie in.
I know, dude. That was no way in the world.
Okay, you know what? Let's do a drill.
Like Dave.
Let's do a typical drill. You know, okay, you know what I need you to say to get us back where we're at?
Give it like Dave.
Oh, meet Dave?
That's what I said. I don't care if I was in your brain.
Do you know what Dave's last name was?
What?
Minghua. Because they looked on Google and the most common name in the earth was a Chinese name. It was Minghua. So it was so funny about the Yao Ming. The joke I said on the last show with the Yao Ming and Aaron Brooks came out of his mouth. It might have been Dave Yao Ming.
That's funny. So let's read this email, though. Let's get back to this email because it's one of your things that you love to talk about today.
No, let's talk about the Papa Murphy's. The Papa Murphy's. No, I'm serious. Let's finish up talking about the pizza.
Okay.
The pizza was good.
Okay.
It was, because I want to talk about it. It was a Mexican pizza. It wasn't just a typical pizza.
Uh-huh.
It had the beans as a base and it had all the Mexican toppings on it.
Right.
So I wanted people to understand why Rob is putting this pizza above everything else we had. Because it wasn't your typical pizza.
No.
It was atypical.
Atypical.
Oh, that's how you brought it all together.
I wanted to just talk about the pizza, how the specifics of it. And go ahead. Let's please talk about these emails.
Okay. So the first one we have is bird watching.
Cool.
And this is from Dave. Dave said, bird watching? Seriously? Not a sport. If you don't sweat doing it, it's not a sport. And if you're sweat doing competitive bird watching, that's a problem.
I do.
Now that brings me to my question, which I'd like to hear discussed. What other types of sports are out there that shouldn't really qualify? And what are some that should? The sport, in quotation marks, where the women swing the ribbon around and dance on a mat in the Olympics? I think it's technically part of gymnastics, but really? Oh, and what about cheerleading? Is that a sport? If so, watch out. Ballroom dancing is next. How about the horse dancing crap in the Olympics called dressage? The horse is the athlete. Why is that a sport? And why has been one since 1900? Why has it been one since 1900?
Little research. You're doing a good job, Rob.
Here's the opposite. Stuff I'd rather see in playoffs or for an Olympic belt. One, hacky sack.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Yeah. It's easy to judge, too, okay, whoever goes the longest.
Okay. Frisbee. No, not discus. I'm talking 20th century Frisbee. When was the last time you saw someone throwing a discus in a park? He made me do it, Mike.
He made you do it. It was a setup.
Okay. How about checkers or chess? That's a mind sport. Or try some shuffleboard. That's my favorite. Anyway.
Bocce ball?
I'd like to hear your take on this because I bet people could argue this point for hours. It's too early in the morning for me to think of any more. But if I had three beers in me at the bar, we'd make at least 10 miles long for both sides.
I like that email. I don't know if I like the email or I like the reading of it.
I think you like, my last name's Reed.
Dude, you know what? Okay, remember this.
Come on, dude.
I might not like Rob laying back during the show, but he has to lay back when he does these readings because he was chill, calm. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm afraid to go against you when we do our acting studio.
Our
typical studio.
I don't know if it's going to be this day though. Dude.
No, I know it's not, but I'm just saying I got to remember when we do that's like your steroids laying back on that couch.
It is.
That is a performance enhancing couch,
and I'll be yoked. but I really do appreciate that. Was a funny that was a funny email.
Yeah, let's get back to the email. He asked some specific questions. First of all, bird watching a sport, seriously? Yeah, it's a sport, dude. I mean, any sport that has legends or anything that has legends or sports, it's a sport. It's competition. I mean, they have competitions where basically they have stats because they have competitive birding events include the big day. So basically they'll have 24 hours to identify as many species as possible. Then they also have the big year. So it's basically called the big year, where it's like the big day. The contestants are individuals, and then you got to see who you can have the most species that you recognize in a year. Then there's also like the big sit or the big stay. Oh, dude, I'm serious, man. I know you're serious. I'm getting ready.
I know you're serious because you're reading it.
Huh?
I know you're serious. You're actually reading information. Go ahead. Tell me about all the things that are big.
Oh, this is off the top of the dome.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, this is off the top of the dome. No, this is my pamphlet for me. This, I'm signing up. I'm signing this up.
Okay, all right, all right.
So the big sit or the big day, and this is just, I'm trying to remember, is where you have to sit in a 17 or 18 cubic foot, and then they say you have to see this bird. And once you see the bird, then you move to the other one. It's like a golf course. Like, here's your little area. You see the bird, then you can move on.
So do you can get a birdie?
Oh, no. These birders, man, they just... So
it's not like that you would be able to hit a birdie? Because honestly, dude, if I was with you bird watcher, I'd try to hit a birdie, so I would never have to hear this explanation of bird watching again. But I really believe in you, that you really believe it's a sport, and that's what's scary about it. Because,
no, dude, it's a sport, dude.
No, but listen.
I mean, there's this dude that's saying, okay, there's 10,000 species of birds on the earth.
Right.
Okay. There's only been a small number of people. How many do you think that have seen the most and what that number is? So there's 10,000 species,
I would say the most would be 1,000.
7,000. And there's only a couple people that did that.
Really?
And then there's people, like, there's legends. Like, they'll call, like, the biggest legend right now is Tom Gulick. He has the highest top life list.
Uh-huh.
Where in his life, like, he's trying to get to that 7,000 number. So, I mean, they got their own club, their own history, their own following, and their own legends.
Man, people out there, I was trying to find a way to cut him off earlier. I couldn't find a way to do it, and he finished it. So, dude, you saying that as a sport is like the craziest thing I heard in my life, because it's so funny. I think he thinks it's a sport just because every event has big in front of it.
No.
It's the big day.
You know what?
And then we got the one. They got another event called the big year.
Yeah.
And then you said
the big
one time they had one called the big sit.
Yeah.
And then you said the other one, you guys went camping and saw Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, okay, so Key.
And Big Bird.
And Big Bird. That was crazy. And you guys, and you really try to sell this as a sport.
Okay.
But I understand. Anybody who says that they want to go bird watching, I feel
it's birding. It's actually called birding.
Right. Okay. You know what? And I feel them saying it's a sport. I feel them saying that it's a sport because it's got to be something that you say, hey, listen, I'm good at something.
I'll put it to you like this. You know what it is? Maybe, I mean, the word sport is what's in question. It's a competition. That's what it is. Somebody is better than someone else at what they're
doing. Not according to Dave. Dave said, if you don't sweat doing it, it's not a sport.
Well, sometimes I don't see Tiger out there sweating.
But do you know he's sweating?
No, sometimes you don't see them sweat. There's some birders out there that be sweating because they're nervous. They're not going to get
big
stay.
I think they're sweating because it's 110 degrees outside.
Exactly.
It has to do with them. But
what do you think about bowling?
No, it's not a sport.
But golf is?
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
I
just love you guys have definitions for everything. Like, there's a dictionary in your world, but you know, some people think it is a sport. And if I'm one of those people, you can't defeat me with your words.
Okay, dude. All I can do is just study up on my birds and beat you that way.
Whatever. Speaking of bowling, have you heard of that cat named Jason Belmont?
Yes.
The two-handed bowler?
Yes. That goes left and right?
No. He bowls with two hands. He bowls with both hands on the ball.
I
saw it on E60.
Have a picture of you right
like,
now.
Like he goes like this, and he said, and basically it's a new style that he's trying to. Well, he's not trying to invent. He invented the new style, and there's people predicting that it might be like the what's the flop the high jump, Fosbury flop when you high jump, and people didn't used to jump with their back like that.
Oh, I never knew the name of that. That's cool. You educated me right there.
No, I'm saying there's like that, and then there's also like the soccer style field goal kick.
Right.
Like, there used to be ways that people did things. The way we know how to bowl.
Right, he's switching up the
styles. And they're saying it's so efficient that it may overcome, because there's a school in somewhere in South America. No, actually, it's in Ohio. But they do have one in South America. The South American team, I think it's Argentina. Their whole team is adopting that style. If you can't do that style, you can't do it. But there's this 10-year-old in Ohio who has the highest, who is the youngest player to ever get a perfect game. He's 10 years old using that style with two hands.
He's a bowling prodigy?
I guess he's a prodigy because he's young, but I think the most fantastic part of the story is he's adopting the style of the Jason Belmonte kid that's from Australia.
Do you think that Dave would think bowling's a sport?
I don't know. I don't think Dave would.
I'm looking, but Dave confuses me because he goes back and says, "How about checkers or chess?"
You don't sweat during that either.
I think you do though. If you playing against Alexander Chokonoflov, he was playing against computers.
Was the computer sweating? If you can play a computer, then it ain't a sport.
Matthew Broderick sweated when he was talking to the computer in War Games.
War Games, man.
And this dude was sweating. Alexander was sweating. So, I mean, I don't think I appreciate your email, Dave, but I have to say I agree with you pretty much on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, pretty much everything.
That's a lot of points to agree on. He brought a lot of points.
I said I disagree with him.
Oh, wow.
except maybe, and then I agree with you, cheerleading. It's not a sport, but I ain't mad at it.
They sweat.
But they do sweat.
So his whole thing is...
could they jump up?
Yeah, it's very athletic. Dave, it's very athletic.
Dave, I have to say, Dave, right now, your credibility shot.
Only thing that saved Dave is the timestamp of that email was early in the morning.
That's
he might
true.
Have been at the bar.
I think I'd rather talk to Dave when he had three beers by reading this email. But Dave, I appreciate you taking your time out to email, man. Thank you very much. Email the show again. So the next email...
Yeah, he was out there trying to get his... I don't even know the word no more. What's the name of the word?
Oh, wow. I forgot the word. Hey.
I was trying to use the word of the day.
Coruscate.
Coruscate. Mike got the first word of the day right there.
Coruscate.
Yeah, he was out there trying to coruscate.
He was.
But he didn't. The email came off. I thought it was mellifluous is the way you said it.
Right. But you could shoot some holes through that bad boy, couldn't you?
Yeah, it wasn't coruscating from the surface. From the surface it was coruscating, but when you get into it.
I like that he gave his little disclaimer, though, like it's early in the morning. It kind of forgives everything. I ain't mad at you, Dave. Thanks
hey,
for
dude, that was a good email, though. We just clowning.
All right, go ahead. Oh, that was nice, Key.
The second email that we're going to read is actually about. Oh, man, did you hear about this story? She brought this to me. Actually, Jamie, good story. Let's listen to this email. Being a fan of the show, I've been keeping up on my NBA updates. So today, I was searching NBA.com, trying to see who was suspended from last night's crazy Laker-Rocket game, and stumbled on this story about Dirk Nowitzki. This story leaves much for the imagination. So the story goes like this. This story leaves much for the imagination. So the story goes like this. Headline reads, 37-year-old woman arrested at Dirk's home. Let me rephrase that, y'all. The headline read, there's a 37-year-old woman arrested at Dirk Nowitzki's home. Dirk's comment to the press, this is a personal situation, and I like to keep my life personal and obviously, oblivious. It was a misspell. She said obviously, but I think it's obliviously. Oh, you know what, man?
I feel like I'm going to do an after school program right now, and I'm tutoring somebody to read something.
We all know my sight's bad. Why don't you finish reading that one for me, please?
Dude, that was like, I felt bad for her all of a sudden. I'm laughing, and then my heart felt sad for her.
It would be like Arnold bring over one of his friends, and they'd be like, they at the restaurant, a nice restaurant, say, what do you want to eat? Oh, I'll just have a hamburger. They don't have hamburgers.
So he'd be like, and Arnold be feeling all sad for him and read for him. Dude, I feel so bad for him right there, dude. I was like, I can't talk smack. Man, let me take over right here. Dude, I'm like the backup. All right, so being a fan of the show, I've been keeping up with... I was really punked into thinking that this was going to be difficult to read for me. All right, so anyway, being a fan...
It is light, though. The font is kind of light.
Being a fan of the show... I've been keeping up on my NBA updates. So today I was searching the NBA.com trying to see who was suspended from last night's crazy Laker-Rocket game and stumbled on this story about Dirk Nowitzki. This story leaves much for the imagination. So the story goes like this. The headline reads, 37-year-old woman arrested at Dirk's home. Dirk's comment to the press, this is a personal situation and I like to keep my life personal and obviously I'm going through some difficult times. That is my personal recap of the headlines. Anyway, what does this truly mean? Well, in my eyes, it means that Dirk knows her. He possibly has a relationship with her, and this is not the first encounter she has had with the police. In reading the article, the charges are theft of services. I mean, really, what is that? So I looked it up in the Texas law. A person commits theft of service if, with intent to avoid payment for service that he knows is provided only for compensation. Well, I'm back to what was going on. What theft of services did she really provide? And the media did their work and found previous similar charges going back to 2006 when she had a variety of aliases. So my question to my favorite sports show host, what do you think? What is she steal? How deep is Dirk involved? Who filed the charges? Is she groupie trying to trap German's hottest athlete? Looking forward to this discussion. Jamie Gray.
Good job, man. That couch has some good performance enhancing skills. Right now, I feel like I need to get my hate on, man. I feel like Darth Hater.
You do. That's all right, though, man. I'm refracting it. I wish that word fit for that, but I feel like it could have, but it didn't.
That was a good job reading that, man.
So Jamie asks the questions. Jamie asks a lot of questions that I feel like I don't think I'm necessarily qualified to answer, but I'll give you, let me tell you something. There's a new segment I'm bringing in. We might never bring it up again. It's called My Point of View. And my point of view is how I would read it and how I'd make up the story in the barbershop. So like the
read between the read.
I'm giving you the
read between the lines.
That's it.
Reed. His last name's Reed.
Read between the lines. Okay.
Read between the lines.
So my question is to my favorite sport. What do you think? Well, what I think is that Dirk married?
I don't know. Okay, maybe so it's Karolinko.
I think Dirk made a phone call and someone came over there.
Okay.
Okay. Next question. What is she steal? I'm not allowed to say that on the radio, but he can't get it back. Number three, how deep is Dirk involved? That's a question I get a lot of answer either. Who filed the charges? Probably Dirk.
You know what? Look,
is she a groupie trying to trap German's hottest athlete? No.
Okay, I think Jamie knows the answers.
Oh.
The way she asked, like, it's kind of like she was like,
trying to set me up?
No, what setting you up? She was like, "Well, what do you think she stole?" Well, da 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 da. She knew the answer. She was just trying to say y'all don't know. Oh. Yeah,
man.
I think she knew. Like it was kind of a smart. Like she didn't want to tell us.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, yeah. Jamie.
Or she doesn't know, but she has her own feelings.
Well,
of what
I'll
happened.
Tell you one thing, man. Things like that are so common with athletes, you know. And I mean, obviously, she has a prior history. I don't know. I mean, obviously, she has a prior history. So, I mean, yeah.
So, let me put this in simple terms. So, Dirk Nowitzki had a guest over his house, and the police came over and arrested her, and she was charged with having aliases and stealing things?
No, she was charged with theft of services.
Theft of services, but he's not in jail.
No.
So
no, she would be a judge because she's the one thieving.
No, I know. So, but what services was she stealing? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He can't get it back, but what was going on? And the thing that got me about it was this is a very personal time in my life, and it happened before. Like, this has been going on. Like, there's history behind this. This wasn't a one-time incident. And thirdly, why isn't this all over the news? I saw the blurbs in Yahoo. I haven't heard these people. Is it Manny? Is there a lot of other stuff going on?
I think so, bro. Okay. Bob Melvin, Manny, the Lakers.
I don't think Bob Melvin has anything to do with this.
Okay, I had to throw it out there. Lakers, Celtics, you know, the Ron Artest. I mean, come on, man.
Skip to my Lou.
Slapping people upside the head.
Yeah.
There's a lot. This is Dirk Nowitzki is the luckiest man in the world right now.
Luckiest man in
the world.
I think he probably called the police on her. Yeah, he's on purpose. Like, I know they're coming.
Oh, you don't think I'm crazy? Oh, you don't think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think I'm crazy?
Yeah, I wanted to do this so long ago, but today's the day to do it.
I'm going to do it right now. Man, I can't do a German accent either.
He kind of sounded like him, though.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But Dirk, I mean, I have to say, Dirk in the first series, he was Coruscate, though. He was, man. Yeah. So the third email we got right here.
I can't get off this subject. I'm bewildered. There's not enough answers for me. We need some beat writers that go in there and figure out what's going on with Dirk. Is it going to affect him next series?
Oh, no. He might play better. You know.
Play better. Oh, actually, they're playing at home. And the game is today, right?
Oh, yeah. The game's tonight.
So, do you think Dallas is going to win tonight? And if they don't, we already got a ready-made excuse for them.
No, they do not win tonight.
So, they're going to lose at home?
They was going to lose anyway. Straight up. All right, so the last email we got is from...
No, this ain't the last one.
Oh, it isn't, huh? Hmm. Oh, okay, it's the third one. My fault. It's the third one that we got.
You said couch, man. You don't know what time of day it is.
Man.
You don't know if the sun's coming up, sun's setting.
It's doing all that. Ron Artest is not getting in Kobe's head. Ooh. Please. I don't even like the Lakers and are well aware that they are going to beat Houston. The Lakers underestimated Houston. Okay. They got to get their head in the game and take care of business. Portland. Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. Ron Artest did get in Kobe's head before the series started when he said that all these other players is the best players in the league. In game one, Kobe tried to shoot 40 times and show him that he was the best player in the league. So, but then Kobe flipped it and got in his head. And so now being in Ron's head is like John Malkovich, the movie.
Being Ron Artest.
Getting in his head, that's scary, dude. Because the way he talks is so matter-of-factly.
Oh, man.
Like, so, yeah, you know, I mean, you don't even know I'm Ron Artest.
Play that right there,
Mike.
I didn't go there with intentions of getting ejected. I went there with the intentions of, you know, just telling Kobe you got to relax. You're hitting the wrong person. Don't you know you hit wrong on test?
Dude, that is hilarious.
Okay.
He's actually, hilarious.
We've all heard that part, but I don't know if we all heard the second part when he's talking about the death.
Yeah, of his friend.
Of his friend. And that was just too matter. Go ahead.
I remember when I used to play back home in the neighborhood. It was always games like that. You know, I remember one time it was one of my friends, you know, he was playing basketball. They was winning the game. It was so competitive. They threw they broke the piece of leg from a table, and they threw it. It went right through his heart, and he died right on the court. So, like, I'm accustomed to playing basketball really rough. You know what I mean? And I came into the league. That's how I was accustomed to playing. I'm used to fighting on the court, and that's how I grew up playing basketball.
There's, like, no,
it was so competitive. They broke the piece of leg from a table, and they threw it. It went right through his heart, and he died right on the court.
There's like, okay, you know when you know someone's crazy when they say or do something, and you put yourself in their shoes, and you'd be like, I could have never done that ever in anything in my life. There's no way I would have said that story in that matter.
But that, you know what, it's almost crazy because the only thing I know that's close to that is like the movie Above the Rim when the dude ducked and fell off the building. Like, that's where I think Ron got the idea from. The student
that's a brother for the five heartbeats, right?
Yeah.
And they threw it. It went right through his heart and he died. Right on the court.
He went and was ducking. And how do you have
He's so crazy. He don't even know that that was a movie. That was
real. He think that's real. He's like, man, I was there. Then he throw a steak through his chest before he jumped. I mean, how you have a movie where your character dies by dunking it and falling off a building? You had to feel in rim
and
somewhere.
It haunted your boy Dwayne Martin.
Forever.
He would be waking up in the middle of his couch, like doing a show, sleeping, waking up in the middle.
Dude, I think that's why Ron Artest messed up, dude. He saw that movie. He's probably about 7 years old.
Yeah, he don't know if half that movie's his life.
Oh, he's so
the
confused,
whole Tupac right. thing.
Oh, man, he's so confused. He's a warrior, too. He don't know, dude. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's a warrior.
So, yeah, Ron Artest, man, I told you before the series started.
Let's
this
talk
is what
about
I
this
wanted
series.
To see.
Let's talk about this series real bad
dude,
right now.
Dude, okay, so here's the deal, dude. There's nothing better to me than this. What else do you want in basketball than to have dudes who want it so bad they're in each other's face talking? Remember, because you said it, Keek, when we first started the show, why do you like hoop? Because it's I'm on you. You can't check me. I embarrass you. I do this. You know what I'm saying? And Kobe wasn't trying to embarrass him, and you see him even talking smack to Battier. It's all mental. You can't hold me. And dude, the fact that Ron Artest is Will, because let me tell you something, the two dudes who's Kobe's
let messed, me tell you something, brother.
The two dudes who Kobe's messed with who have it who've hit back is Chris Childs. When Chris Childs socked him
in
his chin.
Yeah, but then he was a young Kobe.
Right, but he still was talking smack. Mm-hmm. And Ron Artest never backed down from him. I almost think to a certain situation that LeBron James wouldn't play Kobe the way Ron Artest play him. He wouldn't play him that aggressively. It's just not there. It's just like, Ron Artest broke Jordan's rib, dog. I mean, come on.
I hear you, man, but you asked me before you went into your excellent point,
My tirade?
No, it was good. What I want to see, I want to see the finals where they actually fight. Because people don't realize or remember when Dr. J and Larry Bird fought.
Yeah.
That's an afterthought.
Right.
But if stars fight, they have anger against each other, and it's all competition. Me and you fight on the air, but we got a lot of love, but right. we want to get our point across right, so right. bad.
Right.
You want to win that belt so bad
right.
that you would do anything.
I don't think that's in LeBron to do that with Kobe, and I wish it was.
It might be, dude. We don't know.
You know what could be in it? Down 2-1, and somehow.
And Kobe do that arrogance. Did you see when Kobe did that when he threw the ball off the backboard?
Yes, that was beautiful, though.
Maybe it wasn't that play, but I do want to talk about that play. That was beautiful. But he did his other and-one play. It was an and-one play, actually. It was a fast break. And he looked at the crowd and he just stuck his chest out. And everybody was, like, trying to, like, give him a high five. And he just kind of did an underhand halfway high five. Like, even if I was a Lakers fan and I was sitting there, I would think, like, that dude was kind of a jerk. Like, no, either don't talk to me or give me real love. You can't half do it, like, adore me. And then walk away. And like I said, I don't like him. I get my Darth Hater on. You feel my anger. And when I see him, and I see him do that, I'm going to pinpoint everything that I see negative.
Man, I thought you said when I see him. I thought you were going to say when I see him, I'm going to beat his. When I see him, I'm going to tell him to his face.
Yeah, don't let me see him out on those streets. You know what I'm saying?
Man, let me tell you something,
You know what I'm saying?
You can't separate your hate from your hate. So it don't matter. Whatever you say about him is coming from a hate aspect.
And hopefully you're saying that from a human point of view. You're not pointing me out.
No, I'm just saying that you can't, as a human, not just
okay,
you. As humans, if you don't like something, it kills when people say, you know what, man? I mean, I might not like him, but seriously, this is what he's like. You know what I'm saying? You don't like him, so it don't matter. That's your point of view. But Kobe, he soaks it up no different than LeBron. It's just that he has a bad past trailing him. If Kobe never went to Eagle, Colorado, if Kobe never chased Shaq off, if Kobe was just Kobe and just cool cat and he did that stuff and he underhanded high-fived him, you'd be like, dog, you out of soccer. This is the way he was all cool. Yeah. He underhand-fived him. He was just tight.
He was on the couch.
Dude, he was on the couch just chilling like Rob. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you would say that. So I'm just saying, I don't know if Kobe, if it came down to it, Kobe would fight LeBron. I'm not sure if LeBron would fight Kobe. And
I don't see Kobe fighting anybody.
I see Kobe being dirty, though,
yeah.
Which is cool. But I don't mind players being dirty, dude.
I don't mind it either. We'll talk about more on this Manny Ramirez next segment.
I don't mind people being dirty. I don't even know what dirty is in basketball, really. Yeah. Because
the refs be,
they don't see all the stuff. Our camera don't see all the stuff that they be doing,
or saying
to each other, talking about each other. I mean, I love it, dude. This to me is what it's all about.
Remember when I made that comment about we remember 80s basketball when it was physical? These kids are going to remember this, too.
Right.
You're not going to remember the regular season.
Right.
But do you remember that name we gave Kobe? Do you remember that last week's show? Kobethert. Kobethert. I kind of wish we would have stuck with Kobayashi.
No, because you would call him something.
Yeah, Kobayashi, he can be in a hot dog eating contest.
Kobe!
Wow. Yes.
No.
Sorry.
Kobethert. I like Kobethert better.
Kobayashi.
But you know, let me tell you something.
Tell us something, brother. Why don't you want to say that no more? Because I want you to
say
it.
Let me tell you something right now. Listen to what I got to say.
Come on,
man. The reason why this is so good, though, it's like that in NBA playoffs, and that's a synonymous with NFL playoffs. The Final Four, the conference championship games are always the best.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah, seven out of 10 times.
Right. And to me, this level right here is really good. But if Denver plays Lakers and they play, watch how physical that series gets with Nene.
Those
do back. So that's what I'm saying. You think it's physical now?
Yeah.
Wait till the conference finals.
Nene, Birdman.
And wait till Chicago. Wait till Celtics play. If they play the Cavaliers, you think there's going to be no physical stuff going on there? So like those conference finals will make it tight. That's what it builds up to that.
Oh, I love basketball, dude. You know, and people, the Nene, the Ushermania story about Nene is last year. He had cancer. You forgot about that, didn't you?
What kind of cancer did he have?
I don't know. It was something in his gut or something. But he's all the way back. Matter of fact, quiet as kept, Nene is the reason why they're balling in this series right now. He's like 20-10.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah.
So I just want to give the atypical shout-out. Shout. Let it all out to my boy Nene. Ain't nobody talking about you, but we got you on our minds. And I think... You got something to say?
So, yeah, man, that's what when you talk about Nene, like, that's the series the next series because it's the hunger of getting to the finals.
Yeah.
It's that hunger that you're going to get them. Mm-hmm. That, you know, because, dude, that's 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. These guys will be tired of playing each other. It'll be game five. Mm-hmm. They wake up in the morning and fight with their wife. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been gone for 3 months, you know, playing playoffs. And that's when you just go in there, you know, you got this dude undercutting you. You know what I mean? Like, why you undercutting me, man? This dude's always doing stuff like that. You know, and then that's the aggressiveness.
Yeah,
dude, that's what, because I'm telling you, Celtics ain't giving it up easy, dog. Mm-hmm. If they play the Cavaliers, they're not giving it up. And, you know, Ray Allen is one of the most. He's grimy, dude.
And I give a lot of props for Boston shining the way they did a couple days ago.
Man, I like them, man. They got heart.
And we all know the ingredient that's, if without him, forget the big three right now. It's Rondo and the other jokers. I mean, everybody else has great games. I'm not underestimating Ray Allen and Paul Pierce.
Right.
But, you know, Perkins has been balling. Big Davis. Glenn Davis, Big Baby's been balling. But we all know that the triple-double, man, Mr. Rondo, has been balling. Did you see that dunk?
Yeah, man.
Where is he getting this from? He does something every time.
And
I'm
he has no jumper. That's what's amazing. He has no jumper.
None.
And I look at that man. He's taking the change of the game, man. Because this guy, I don't know how he manipulates the game the way he does. It's so interesting, too, because I don't know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I look up and I see he got a triple-double. It's kind of like I don't really see what he does.
Yeah.
But he does a little. I mean, I don't know. He's amazing, man. But
Orlando's
the man.
Who's going to play Ray for Alston's spot?
I don't care, man. When I saw Dwight. When I saw Dwight Howard let Rondo go and dunk on him like that, Dwight Howard.
Suspect, man.
Yeah. He's
okay. It's Carmelo over Dwight Howard. I know you don't. I know you don't like
Carmelo. Hello, my
you
name.
You just don't
Carmelo.
Like his name. Oh
Hi,
man,
I'm Carmelo.
Oh wow.
I took my team to championship. I'm Carmelo. I don't can't stand that fool, man.
Wow.
I'm Carmelo. I hit jumpers. I drive drunk. That's all he do, man.
Wow.
Man. Okay, he hit jumpers, drive drunk. You know why I don't like Carmelo? Man, let me tell you why the beef I don't like Carmelo,
damn,
man.
Damn, Hayter Sutherland?
Man, let me tell you. You know why I don't like Carmelo? Because he's fat. I don't like NBA players. He out there just balling. He ain't even in muscular shape. He out there just shooting, man. I don't like Josh Smith, J.R. Smith, Carmelo Anthony. I don't like any of them fools, man. I hate on them fools, man. I'd rather see Yao Ming win it
all
day long.
Yao Ming's half fat.
Huh?
He is half fat.
He can't do nothing about that, though, dude.
Oh.
He can't. Carmelo fat because he's eating chicken still at 11 o'clock at night. I don't like that pimp, man. I don't like him.
Wow.
So, man, enough of that venom. I need a break, dude. I got a lot of anger. I think me and Key just switched. All of a sudden, I mean, he's sleeping on the couch. He's sitting on the couch right now.
No, I'm not, dude.
I just woke up there, man, from my stupor. Though, but I did want to talk to you about the LeBron.
I thought you was in your stupor.
No.
Go back in your stupor.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Because you said I'm in my stupor right now.
Oh, no. Why you close your eyes like that?
Because that's how you was looking.
Hey, dude. What's this?
My name is Carmelo.
There's one part that I wanted you to see in the Cleveland Cavaliers game. When they had a...
Let me guess what it was.
Okay, what? Oh, tell me.
I want you to tell me I didn't see that game. I'm not going to pretend like I saw the game.
Oh, isn't this ironic?
Yeah.
So there was a part where Mo Williams... They're up by 17. And LeBron's on the bench and Mo Williams...
They're up by 27. They won by 27.
Right, but this time they were up by 17.
Okay.
Are you just going to rally check me and you just got through saying you didn't see the
no,
game?
No, because your Twitter, the tweet that you did tweet, we'll talk about this more later, how me and Rob, how we compete on our tweet. We can tweet.
We can tweet.
So Rob had this funny tweet. It was like, I'm so mad that you escaped me. I'm so mad that you escaped me, Hawks. Sincerely, 18-point lead.
Yeah.
But they won by 27, but I think you did the math wrong.
Huh?
Because you thought they won by 17. That's why you said 18-point lead, but it was 27.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Back to your point, I'm sorry. They was up by 17 or 27. No one really knows.
They was up by 17 in this yesterday's game.
Okay.
So he's up by 17, and Mo Williams was going to do a jump ball with Flip Murray. And then LeBron was standing up and he got everybody standing up. Come on, Mo. You saw him saying, come on, Mo. Come on, Mo. And Mo got the jump ball over him and they went crazy. LeBron was there, was like hyping everybody. They went crazy. They went and made a shot. But just the fact that he just be on. And I'm telling you, Zerbiak went and took a charge and they went nuts. You know,
it's all like 12 LeBron. People, they, everybody. All,
everybody on the bench, the dudes who were dressed in regular clothes are jumping around LeBron. He's grabbing everybody. Like he just gets
the
team
involved.
I saw Craig
Elo in the stands like this with his shirt off, tattooed. With the Cavs tattooed on his chest with the towel like this. Craig Elo. Man, he's trying to shake that Jordan off.
He's like, I like that number 23. So, but no, I'm telling you, man, it was great, man. And that's why I appreciate the camaraderie, man. And that's what I like about us, man. The camaraderie, man, like you want the other person to win. You want your whole team to win. And that's what makes it so fluid, man. That's why we are the Atypical Sports Show. We'll come back from the break. We got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about a little Manny, a little tweet, little Twitter.
Tweet.
Make sure you just come back and listen to us right now. Peace.
Rob and Key will be right back with more of the Atypical Sports Show.
Wouldn't it be nice to have the time to coach your kids' teams? To be able to stay at home but still enjoy the benefits of being financially successful? If you believe that this is possible, you've already overcome the biggest hurdle. Visit www.bethe3percent.com. to learn more of how you can make the money you deserve.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
It was a fun game to be a part of, I think. But I just thought it was over aggressive. And you got to have to hit a guy like me in the throat. But I'm hoping the league looks at it. You know, I'm hoping the league looks at it. We move on to game three. But
Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show, brought to you by Vima, the world's most powerful liquid antioxidant. Visit www.vima.com for more information. So,
the world, Craig.
Okay, so we are
the
coming
whole
back
from- world wide. Remember that song?
Oh, I thought she was having another quiz, like where the word didn't fit. Papa,
the whole
Murphy's?
World, the whole world wide. No, the whole web. Wide world. Remember that song? The whole wide world. And it's the whole world wide.
Web.
That's ATL, dude. Above the law.
Oh, okay. My fault. All I know is Black Superman. Hey, oh, man, I love to hear that song right there, man. Oh, for me and my mama. Oh, I love that cut right there, dude. So, all right, so come back for a week. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, obviously what's going on.
Hold on, man. Let's talk, you know, that's funny that we played this song. I gotta talk about this. I've been listening to Kasha, man. She got a bunch of these CDs in the garage. We cleaned the garage out. She got all her CDs in a box. And every 2 days, I go through and I just pull two of her CDs. And sometimes I look at it like, oh, okay, I understand this, whatever, Pink Misunderstood. Then she pulled, it was like a roll where it was like, dang, okay. It was the Eastsiders and Jay-Z the Black Album. So I put out the Eastsiders and I put in Gangstered Up, G'd Up. That right there with the ATL, that's so West Coast, like, I am state gangstered up. Yeah, right there. That's what I've been bumping lately, though, dog. But I got some secret songs that I've been bumping too on the radio. I'm so ashamed, man. But, you know, when I said I watched Marley and Me on those tweets, I feel good when you, like, you don't have anything to hide. And sometimes you like things that aren't what you don't think you're supposed to like. And I'm really loving Soulja Boy right now.
You know why it is? Because when you...
Did you know I was going to say Soulja Boy?
No, but you know what? I know I can explain to you, the people out there. When you get married and you find the woman that you're going to be with, you feel like, all right, forget it. I can tell everybody that I like watching Desperate Housewives and take bubble baths. Yeah. Because you're like, I already got my wife. She loves me.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You're going to find out a little bit things about Key now that you probably already knew about me.
Yeah.
Key's a bird. Well, I've known him for 17 years. Yeah. Hey, he's a bird watcher.
I'm a bird watcher.
He's a bird watcher. He was hating Twitter. Now he likes Twitter.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Now he likes Twitter. He just, like, he doesn't know. He's open to a lot more stuff, I would have to say. And he likes making homemade pizzas.
That was a great pizza.
And so, like, there's different things you learn.
But let's talk about Soulja Boy, man. Right here. Let's play this first.
9-8-7-6-5-4. You know why I like that song, man? Man, you know why I like that song, man? It's because that song doesn't have any cussing or swearing or
dirtiness.
Oh, that's
the father loves that. The father, loves
dude.
That.
Dude, because it's not talking nasty. Just, man. I mean, it's not like a bad song, man. Yeah,
okay, what about this one, though? Woke up in the morning, turn my swag on.
Oh, man, why do I like that?
I don't know why I like it either.
It's so silly, but I like it though, man.
It's like so silly when I first heard it, but now it's like serious. Like I feel like if I was out and about, I could like bump that and feel cool. Like, and this Soulja Boy is 18 years old. I'm could be old enough to be this boy's daddy, and I'm like this. What year is it gonna be that me and you, they gonna start seeing stuff on the radio and it's gonna go over our head? Because right now we still get all the cold stuff. No, we get 80% of it. But you know, like if you around your parents and they could just play the songs and they don't know none of the stuff they talking about, what year is it gonna be that they're gonna be just flying over our head with what they talking about? It's gonna be like they're gonna be talking like in alphabets. IEPTTPAPA. They're gonna be talking all those text codes. And we
T-99 who hoo ha ha.
Yeah.
What where?
Yeah. And we would be like, what?
Man, I don't know, man. I think as long as
you don't care.
As long as I keep having kids, I think that I'll be in it forever.
Yeah.
Jalen's gonna be 15 in 15 years, dog. I'm gonna be I'll be 52 years old.
But no, you're not gonna know what's going on. I can guarantee you that.
You know why?
Because you're gonna be a whole new musical scheme. Right now, the connection is rap music is still rap music, and we still like rap music from the surface. We still understand what they listen to, and basically
did you say rap music three times?
Because I was saying rap music is still rap music that is rap music. I was three generations of rap music.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? But pretty soon, the next music like that they're gonna listen to is gonna be like, man, rap is dumb. It has to be. There's no way rap is still going to be popular in 15, 20 years like it is now.
So we're going to be going to casinos and watching Run DMC, DMC.
Real bad.
In about 15 years.
Yeah.
15 years, we're going to have Soulja Boy might be on in 15 years right now.
No, we'll be so old that we want to listen to Alicia Keys and Keisha Coles. Like, we'll even be tired of rap.
Keisha Coles.
The Keisha Coles of the world.
Okay. Alicia, I'm like, you know what? I forget how ethnic you are sometimes. Because you know, you have so many tendencies that I forget. Like, you love mispronouncing words. You can't pronounce a word even if you read it. Like, that's like how my family is. Like in Midwest, you can tell it's October a million times, but they're going to say October with a P. They're going to say
Ambulamp.
They are, man. They gonna say it that way. So it's just like, I forget that.
We fixing
gonna do that right there. Or Weeby. But I say Weeby.
You
though.
See that so much.
I love Weeby. Weeby is one of my favorite things to say.
But let me tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something.
We got a couple more emails. Let's get this business straight, because I forgot I was on the mic right now.
Okay,
I really
too.
Was like, man.
All right,
we start talking about that music.
I got hungry right now too, dude.
Yeah. Look at Mike, man. But before we get there, I know Mike's got a different. Mike's a father, everyone. Everyone, Mike is a father as of today. He had baby kittens born underneath his bed last night. And he don't he have a new look, like he ain't slept in days?
No, he has a glow. He has an aura about him. It was like Steve Irwin. He's like animal. He's like alligator.
Yeah, he's got a coruscate. He's coruscating.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's
he
so
is.
Shiny right now. Yeah, he's like over there worried. You know what I'm saying? Like
he's all nervous. Like, I hope the kitty's okay tonight.
He's really a different soul. I just figured that out. Like, dude, we forgot that he's a. I'm sorry. You know,
like he's been crying.
Yeah,
crying?
Yeah. I'm gonna get you a cigar, man.
Get him a cigar. Get him a cigar. Light it up for him, man.
A kitty gar.
Kitty gar.
Yeah.
That's man. Cool, man. Congratulations, Mike. Hopefully,
How many you have?
Three.
Three.
Oh, that's
three. You know the boy, girl.
Nope.
Too early to tell.
Oh wow, that's great. Yeah.
Well, what are you gonna do with him? You keeping all of them? You got like seven kids, cats in the house?
No,
I don't want any. Does anybody want any cats out there? Email us. Sell them on Craigslist. You sell kittens on Craigslist?
45 cents you can get for them.
Humane Society, something. Well, congratulations, man. You're looking
Michael,
different,
man.
You're
looking
different,
man. Congratulations on that, man. I'm glad that worked out for you. So let's get this email right here, man. We got an email. The first email is going to be fitting to what's going on. Hey, fellas. Oh, actually, start out who it's from. It's from Jason in Glendale. Hey, fellas, this Manny stuff got me shook. I know you guys got an opinion on that. What do you think? I like short, quick emails like, man, he's shook. I mean, it don't got me shook.
I'm not surprised at all, man. But Jose Canseco tried to tell y'all.
Dude, Jose, isn't it funny?
He's like the grime of all of them. But you know what? Out of everything, we need to respect him more than anybody because he came clean. Only thing you can't respect, he's throwing people under the bus.
But he didn't see. This is why he's so suspect. I believe him, but he didn't come clean about Roger Clemens. He said Roger Clemens did not do anything.
No, that whole Roger Clemens thing was like when they were talking in the pool. Remember they were at a pool party and his wife and all that? He still subliminally threw him under the bus.
But you know what? He got a little agenda out on him. I ain't mad at him. He's trying to hustle and get his money on, man. I'm not mad at him. But Jose Canseco is telling you the truth. What does he got to lie about?
No, nothing at all.
I mean, what does he have to...
And I'm not surprised at all about this whole Manny Ramirez thing.
I'm like kind of relieved. The more people that come out, the more I get relieved that this situation might be closer to being over.
I don't really think it'll end because
I don't think it'll end. I'll put it to you like this.
I think that the 50-game suspension,
I like that,
is fear. You know, because what happened? Did you hear about that story about those horses in the polo game?
No,
polo where they went to Florida and they were from Spain, uh-huh, and the horses got shot up with vitamins, but they put too much of a certain ingredient, and 21 of the stable died, like within a 24 hour period. I think something like that would have to happen. Like there would have to be a death,
right?
Overdose, uh-huh, of steroids that before these guys would stop doing it. Because how you look at it, it's either not make any money at all or start making that money and then get suspended later. The reward's higher than the risk, right, at the time. If you get busted when you're in AAA, maybe that's the problem. There's not enough testing in the lower levels. That's the question of all questions, I think. How are you getting to this level? There's a lot of people that are juicing since they were A-Rod's juicing levels. You know,
see, that makes me think that it's deeper than just the guys because the guys who want to get them in the major leagues who are the agents, or those guys, they're working in together because they've already worked together to cover up A-Rod. They knew that A-Rod tested positive. They were working together with Major League Baseball and the union worked together to keep that under wraps, and it leaked out. So Major League Baseball and the union, to me, the union's the one that's doing it because the union has to keep these guys going through. Mm-hmm. So if a guy has talent, they're like, maybe don't test him. He has talent. Mm-hmm. He's going to do what he's got to do. Mm-hmm. He already got talent. That guy, Scott, talk about him. They say, oh, he's good. The next guy says, he's really good, man. Keep him up. So they move them through. So they don't even want to test everybody younger because if they tested everybody younger, they might not be able to get the talent coming up there, which gets people to the park. It's all connected.
It's all connected. And it's almost like Americans or people and fans like Jason from Glendale, I'm shook. Come on, man. What are you really shook about? Like, seriously, like, how are we so smart and up to date and suave about certain topics, but then we want to be ignorant about baseball?
Because it's sports.
About baseball, it's not that pure. If anything, it's the dirtiest of all. It's the easiest thing to be dirtiest about. And why wouldn't you do it?
Because it's a sport. And sports, that's why they call them fans, because they're fanatics. Sports, it was hard for people to separate their emotion in sports. I mean, you know it. You get emotional. People get emotional about their sports. I get emotional. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why them guys be doing that, man. They can't separate that stuff. And it's a bunch of crap, because you being surprised or shook about that, I have to question your logicality and your common sense, really.
It's mind boggling. Is it a surprise? No. I think what is the most surprising thing is your surprise. I think the most important thing, or the biggest thing that no one's talking about that's a outcome of this, is the Boston Red Sox and their legacy.
Right.
I mean, David Ortiz is definitely not batting his weight. He's not battling your weight. He's not battling Pookie's weight. I mean, he has zero home runs right now as we speak. And you can't tell me he wasn't juicing. In Minnesota, he was garbage. I mean, he was great. I mean,
no, he started getting better.
And he started getting, yeah.
He started doing his thing, getting better.
He got to Boston. You know what I'm saying? And you think about these cats from Boston, man. I mean, I don't want to throw Pedro Martinez under the bus right now, but he's definitely in this side of the column as far as being suspect or not. The Trot Nixons of the world.
Why can't they get no pitchers, man? Can I get some more pitchers on this list, please?
Can we get some pitchers? Yeah, yeah.
Please, besides Roger.
Yeah. Basically,
and Gagne.
Basically, right now, I mean, the Cubs haven't won. But the Red Sox have won, but in the back of my mind, I always think that Red Sox team was dirty.
Real dirty.
Now, if the Cubs, hopefully if we win, you have to be clean now. So I think it'll be purer for a Cubs fan to win. And that's just my That's my theory.
I agree with you. And if they bring out that list of 104 names that tested positive in 03, and Manny's on there, so is Ortiz, that's tainted World Series. Yeah. Both of them.
But I read the Bill Simmons article, because we all know
I heard about that. What was that all about? Tell me what that was.
He was just talking about how, basically, man, he dang near bit our idea, because he got into China. He brought our time machine and went to 2014, and he was at the game with his son.
That's so typical.
He was at the game with his son and his dad, and his son was asking questions about, what about those banners? And they were going through the cheats and who was cheating or not. Basically, it's our point. Everybody was cheating. And the greatest comparison he made, it was like, when you drive down the freeway, Rob, when you came to the Great Storm Studios and the speed limit is 55, how fast were you driving? 70? You got to drive 70 to keep up. Everyone was doing it.
Right.
You're breaking the law. We all know the law is 55. But we all drive 70 because everyone else is doing. Like I said, I got to give Bill Simmons props on that one, because that's a simple way to put it that everyone can understand. We all break that rule.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
Right. Not mad at him. I'm just saying it is what it is. It's tainted.
It's all, man. But thanks to your little haterism, we've been balling.
Well, hopefully Derek Lee, because Derek Lee got his cycle got going again, so that's kind of good. He's back on his cycle.
Oh, that's what's going on with that?
Great job. I mean, so Aramis Ramirez will be on his cycle next month, so that's great.
Well, and speaking of the cycle, man, do you know what he actually got caught with?
Who?
Manny.
Yeah.
The HCG. Like, there's always something that comes out. It's the woman...
Fertility
drug. Yeah. Where whoever thought of all this... This is why you know it's deeper than just these guys doing it, because you have to have
degree.
Like,
you
got to
be a scientist.
You have to be a scientist. Okay, and when you come off your cycle, you need to take off. You need to take this, because then the testosterone will level out and blah blah. Like, come on, man.
And these dudes over here went to baseball when they were 17 years old. They don't know what the heck.
Manny can't cook a meal.
Yeah.
For himself.
And they got this dude telling him, okay, come on. He's taking whatever he's told to take, man.
And you know what? And guess what he said? He said, my doctor prescribed this. He's not lying.
No, he's not lying.
His doctor did prescribe that
right.
for him.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that people are saying. Oh, my doctor. Yes. You don't understand who their doctors are.
Right.
This guy is from a different country. He comes and plays baseball and they say, this is your doctor. That's his doctor. He's not lying about that. Someone prescribed.
Right.
This HCG to him.
And you know what the definite, when someone prescribes something to you, you go to a doctor to get something prescribed. So don't get it twisted, people out there, that we're saying a doctor walked into him and said, hey, take this. He went to a doctor asking questions. What do I need to do this?
Yeah.
The doctor prescribed.
Yeah.
This is what you want to do to cover this up.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So they both knew what was going on. He got it from his doctor. So he is telling the truth.
He got it from his doctor.
He got it from his mama. So when you see that, you'll know what we're talking about. He got something prescribed to him. So that's the bottom line. So that's what the situation with Manny. This just makes it better for my boy, Ken Griffey Jr.
You know, and
that's all I got. That's all I care about.
My 2009 resolution was... try to calm down some of that hate, trying to calm down some of that aggression. And I think my big first step right now, being one of the year of the Oxens, being part of that group, we need to step up like my boys Evan Longoria and Avection's been doing. We need to respond to our responsibilities and say, you know what, Rob? I agree. Maybe Ken Griffey is clean. There's no reason for me to hate. That shouldn't make me feel better about myself because I disagree with you and I don't think he's clean. Maybe he is clean, and maybe I should be optimistic. Do you think that sincerely? I'm being for real. Maybe he is. There's no benefit for me saying that he isn't.
I'm torn. A, because I've always wanted to hear you say that. And B, because now I can't find something to hate on you about.
Yeah, but you know what? Now he's old, but he needs to sit down now.
Shh, stop right there.
Yeah. So I had to hate him. I had to hate him
a little bit. Throw a little bit in there.
Yeah,
huh?
I had to throw him out.
No,
I had to throw him with a little Kobe elbow and a little.
I didn't mean to. Why are you hitting? Why are you mad, Ron? I didn't mean to do that.
And a Rondo head slap.
Wait, no, it wasn't a Rondo head slap. It was Eddie House head slap.
No, but Rondo. Oh, it wasn't Rondo. My bad.
Ray for Austin.
Yeah, Ray for Austin.
Man, how mad do you get when you got to slap somebody on the back of the head?
I mean,
did you hear Eddie House explanation for it? When they asked him, they said, so what's the deal with Ronald? Were you talking to him? No, man, I was talking. You know, I was hitting a lot of. That's what happened when you make shots. That's how when you bust somebody's ass. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. He busts somebody's ass.
Yeah, but the funniest thing about it was, how did a head spin?
Did you see the way the slow motion? The way, The NBA was like
Jerry West. Jerry West went from the back of his head to the front of his head.
It was funny, man. That was funny.
Jerry West got dizzy on his couch at home. Like, what happened?
Now, what would have happened if somebody slapped LeBron like that? Would he be reacted?
He would have walked up. He probably would have did the exact thing Eddie House did.
Got up in the face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But he wouldn't have put his hands up. There's only about three people in the world that you walk up to, you put your hands up, and you turn your head, you make no eye contact like Kobe. And you know what, Kobe? Run I'm not hating on you. This is a whole new leaf I'm trying to change. Kobe, I understand. I would have did the same thing if Ron Artest walked up to me.
Yeah.
I would have put my hands up.
Exactly.
Freeze, and I would have not made eye contact and turned my head around.
And been defenseless like... If you hit me, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. Yeah. Okay, please don't hit me, Ron. Please don't hit me. Yeah, that's what I thought, dog.
Because Ron Artest walked up to him. How many times was you trying to read his lips? He was like, he said something about.
He's like, that's not cool. Or like.
Don't throw that. He said, you need to stop throwing those elbows. Something about that.
You need to stop that or something like that, man. And the way he was walking over to him, he just looked like a young athletic OJ. Just the way he was just limping over.
A young athletic OJ. Wow, he was stalking up on him.
He was, man. God, if I was Kobe, was smart though, man. Put your hands up. Now, the first thing you do, class, when an attacker comes towards you, you put your hands up, you look away, and you say, "I don't want any part of this.
These are Rob's life lessons. Welcome to the Rob life lessons with Teacher Rob.
What you're gonna do if you are approached by an angry 6'9" African American male with a jersey on that's number 96
and tribal art on his hair.
And a number 96 jersey. That's what's crazy. That's what makes him even more crazy. He's number 96. Man, we couldn't think of what number he was.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's 96.
96.
I would have lost $100 on that because I would have gave me.
I would have lost $96 on it. Actually.
So another thing I would have lost $96 on is that Manny would have tested positive. That's how much I would have bet $96 that he wouldn't have tested positive.
Oh man, I would have bet. Dude, I would have bet everything I had. This is the results of Manny Ramirez's test results for the last 10 years. Let's just open it up.
Right.
Maybe I thought he might be clean this year.
Yeah.
But I know he meddled around.
Right, right. I didn't think that guys like that would get caught because of Barry Bonds. I thought that guys like that would be like, I'm not going to get caught, man. I already know I'm not going to get caught. But you know what? Dude, they don't care.
They don't care.
They think.
But you know what? Whoever he was listening to, the scientist was swearing like, dude, I got the remedy. Dude, don't worry about it, man. This is going to clear everything up. Like, there's so many levels. Because he
don't talk to him personally,
probably.
I'll put it like this.
In the springtime, he got tested with an abnormal amount of testosterone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't enough.
Right.
So they play that game, that cat and mouse game, like with the Tour de France. They test you, and you can get up to that level.
Right, right.
But they know it's abnormal, and they don't know how you get there.
Right.
Somebody got greedy or sloppy with the cycles.
Well, either way, I look at this. Okay, so one, I look at this as a positive thing in both ways because, A, I picked the Diamondbacks to take first place.
Yes.
Okay.
And Upton's been balling.
And I got the numbers here to prove it. And so the whole thing I like about this is that I think the Diamondbacks, for the first time, actually made a great decision. This is all timing. They got rid of Bob Melvin right when Manny got caught. They're looking at it this way. If anything, Dodgers might take a step back. We have the only chance right now to switch our momentum and maybe catch the Dodgers a little bit more because they're already hitting one. Everybody's batting .190 except Justin Upton, okay? So they're thinking it can't get any worse. If we have a change, maybe we can make something happen right now because they're not really too far out of it. You never know how these guys are going to react with Manny gone. You don't know. So now's the time to strike while the iron's hot.
I like that, man. Who says strike?
Give me the quote. Who said this quote? What movie? I mean, you know, I was like, I mean, sometimes you just got, you know, portfolio, update my portfolio. Sometimes you just got to strike while the iron's hot.
That's your boy. Is that Kip?
No.
That sounds like Kip Dynamite.
Owen Wilson and Meet the Parents.
Owen Wilson is hilarious.
When he was talking about, he was showing, talking about, you got a portfolio, do some investing. I do a little bit of trading here and there. You know, it's like the stocks are out of control. You got to, you know, you got to strike while it's hot.
Yeah. And when he said, when he said, you know, I mean, who's a better person to model your life after? You know, he was a carpenter. I'm a carpenter.
Yeah. Yeah. He called him JC. That was classic.
Yeah. And, he's like, and you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, man. He's in Marley and Me, man.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I think that might have been the second best movie he's ever been in.
Man. Did you just get, I guess you're just letting it all out, ain't you there, Ron?
Yeah.
Ron,
you know what? You know what? I'm going to just have this rest of this voice. I
want to be starting something. Okay, so no, what I was saying, so that's what the Diamondbacks, I feel like they really capitalized the best they could on the situation. Manny's out. You fire your manager. You get a new manager in there. Maybe he turns it on. You guys go on a little winning streak, get back in the pennant race. So I like the fact that they did that. I like the fact that the Diamondbacks actually made choice. And my boy Justin Upton, man. Second in the team in bat, third in the team in batting behind Augie Ojeda, who's batting 305. Felipe Lopez is batting 303, but Justin Upton is batting 294. Slugging percentage of 565.
And this is
OPS of 940. Leading the team in strikeouts.
But this is after starting 1-for-19 or something crazy.
Guess how many strikeouts Mark Reynolds has in 28 games? Guess how many strikeouts
34.
He has? Huh?
34?
36 strikeouts.
Wow.
And you know what? Is this as of today? Actually, this is... He struck out four more times today. He was 0-for-5 with four strikeouts. Huh?
That was a morning.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so good. So he struck out yesterday afternoon, four times. That was crazy. So I look at Justin Upton, man, one of my favorite players. I think he just turned it around, turned the corner. I got love for him. So the Diamondbacks, I hope they catch the Dodgers, because I got a lot of people hating right now out there in Dodgerland. I'm talking about you, Kenny Stump. Hopefully you listen to the show, Kenny Stump. Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm calling people out right now because dude's texting me talking about Manny, maybe he did with some nasal spray. Like all of a sudden, like they believe him, but it was Barry Bonds. He was dirty and guilty as heck right then. So I'm letting you know right now, Kenny Stump, Dodgers ain't going to win this division. Mark my words.
Sorry.
Email us. Email me if I'm wrong. Okay.
And the next email we want to touch on is a real quick one. Hey, this is Mark. What do you guys think about the Brett Favre saga?
Brett Favre is going to come back.
No, he said he wasn't coming back with the Vikings. It came out today.
No, he is. Yesterday it came out, didn't it? But I'm telling you, he's coming back.
So but who, the Vikings?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I don't.
You know
care.
Why I'm telling you?
I'm not.
What? Wait, hold on.
We switch roles.
I don't care.
And I really don't care about him. And that's why I read this email half. I wanted to hide it. It came out. It was part of the agenda, the
who
playlist.
Sent it?
Mark.
From where?
It just says Mark.
Oh, okay.
Let me read his email address so you can know who it is and you want to email him back?
I'm going to email him back because I care about the people who email us. I don't just don't say I don't care about someone's email.
That was a weak
email.
But
you do care about the email. You know why you care? Because you don't want Brett Favre in Minnesota and then beat
the Bears. Oh, you don't either.
And Bear beat
you don't
Bears.
Either. Nobody
what do I worry
does.
About it? Well, we ain't going to play him. We'll win it all. See, I was about to go 12-4 this year, dog.
Okay, so are you in the same? Are you in the same conference?
No, we're not the same conference. Well, yeah, the conference. Not the same league, but we're in the same conference.
Okay. So
but
maybe.
I'm telling you, man, Brett Favre is coming back.
Guess what? You do play Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. But let me tell you, the reason why Brett Favre's coming back is because he don't want to go to training camp, dude. He don't want to do all this stuff right now. He's going to say he's saying no right now. But I guarantee you, baby, June, when he can go to last mini camp, he's stepping on there, handing the ball off to Adrian Peterson, trying to win him a belt.
I'm not mad at Brett Favre for what he's doing.
I'm not mad
saying,
either.
But I'm tired of you, and I'm starting to hate you real bad.
Why are you hating him?
Because he does not need to be on TV in May, period.
Dude, let me tell you something. Why do you say what he needs to be doing, man? If you have skills to play.
No, okay, if you didn't play or don't play. Period. You're right. If you're going to do it. Brett, I'm tired of you. Yes, I'm not mad at your decisions to play. I'd have no say for a man that says that he's going to play again. And he has opportunity to play again and skills to play it in. Do that. Okay. But guess what? It's May. You do not need to be on our TV screen.
Why, dude?
Why does he need to be on a TV screen, Rob?
Because
show up or not?
It's good TV, dude.
Okay.
It's good.
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining. Let me tell you something. Right now, I want to ask you a question. There's three people next year that could make an impact in football.
Michael Vick.
T.O. Can I ask a question?
That was the question.
No, but I'm not done with the question yet.
Oh, okay. I thought that was okay. Man. My bad.
There's three. I'm just trying to talk slow for the people listening. There's three comebacks next year. Brett Favre, Michael Vick, T.O. Now, the easy question would be, who are you more excited to see? I'm not going to say that. Who are you more excited to see in these events? Brett Favre at Lambeau Field, Michael Vick against Atlanta playing with Indianapolis. Well, playing with a team going back home against Atlanta. Number three, T.O. against New England. Which one of those three things?
Obviously, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre? Well, is it that obvious?
Dude, Brett Favre won a Super... He is Green Bay football. I mean, if come on. He's the only team... He's the only player that's actually getting their number retired in the stadium you said.
Okay, so that's the one that makes it more exciting for you to see that?
Yeah, dude, yes. That, okay. I mean, I'll put it to you like this. When Brett Favre plays in Lambeau Field, the media is going to stop. It's going to shut down the internet. Everyone's going to be at that table. You couldn't even... First of all, you're making up situations that don't exist. One, Michael Vick isn't on a team and he doesn't play. So, obviously, no one cares about Michael Vick. He's going to get booed.
I thought I was just being really nice and bringing up a topic.
No, I'm just breaking down why it's obviously... Basically, I didn't like how you questioned that. It wasn't obviously Brett Favre.
I'm getting that, my brother. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was trying to...
But you know what I thought you was going to say? Michael Vick here at Arizona. Why not? Dude, if Michael Vick played in the goal line package and some Wildcat, it's the best place for him.
No, it's not. You can play anywhere can run a Wildcat, man. Why is it better over here?
Because I want to see him.
Okay, then. Don't say it's the best
place. Okay, it's the best place for him in my world.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's the best place for him.
Okay.
Come. You know what, Rob? Don't hate. Can we erase that so he can hear it and pretend like this is the best place for him? You say Indianapolis. You think Tony Dungy ain't even a coach?
I was trying to throw out a scenario to where maybe it played Atlanta. Just an interest. It was more of a freestyle topic.
Okay.
And so, like, just because you didn't like the way the question was formed, I was trying to make an interesting some banter back and forth to make you look smart.
No, it's not me looking smart. It's America knowing that Brett Favre is going to shut down Lambeau Field.
Dude, you don't want to see, but you wouldn't be high. Okay, so if both games were on, Michael Vick's first game back and Brett Favre at Lambeau Field.
Dude, Brett
and
Favre.
T.O.
You know why, Brett Favre? Because you want to see Adrian Peterson. It's going to just be a better game. They're two better teams. I mean, Brett Favre is already Minnesota. They're going to be a great team to watch.
Michael Vick starting receiver.
Buffalo's not a good team. No one really. That's not a good game to watch.
Michael Vick running back. Running back.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a sense. What scenario could beat out Brett Favre? I was just trying to come up with scenarios.
Oh, okay. What scenarios beat out Brett Favre next year? None. There's no scenario that's going to come out in the next 10 years that'll beat up Brett Favre.
So you love him.
I respect what he did in Green Bay, and everybody respects that.
I want him to. You don't want him to come back to the purple.
Yeah, but it didn't do it. That's the only reason. The only thing I said is, Brett Favre, say yes or no. You got to sit or get off the pot. No. You know what I'm saying? If you own the pot, Twitter us. Tweet us. Tweet us, Brett. Brett, get up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. You need to get on Twitter because your little indecipherableness will get broken down and documented on Twitter. That's why I like Twitter, because we're going to revolutionize Twitter, Rob.
How are we going to do that, Kimo?
The way we are doing it is we talk twit back and forth.
Yeah.
We won't be bull twitting.
No.
We talk twit. We back and forth with it. And when you say something, I'm going to come tweet your sentences. You know what I'm saying? So we go back and forth with our freestyles. We go back and forth with our banter. You say something, I go back at you on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? This is me and your Twitter. But I be doing it like we emailing each other and talking trash. You know what I'm saying? I want a Twitter competition, a competition where when you write a lyric of a song, I got to guess it. Or I write a lyric of the song, you gotta guess it. Or you quiz me.
Is it gonna be a twong?
It's a twong. And if you twong, then you twong. Okay. Don't be twong on the twong that you twong with you twong. Come through. So basically, like, I want competitions where, like, you give me a media question, or you ask that question on Twitter, and then Twitter. I gotta answer it.
That's a lot of twerk.
It's too much twerk.
That's too much twerk.
I'd rather have
you just twerk to me. Just Twitter it back and forth. We talk.
Dude, okay. That's what... Dude.
But no, Rob, your Rob. Explanation was twong.
Okay, Rob. You're right.
Twong.
It was wrong. It was wrong. You know what? It was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have talked about it and just did it. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Tweet about it.
Don't talk about it, tweet about it.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's my philosophy. We sit over here and try to, that's what I'm talking about. When we try to plan stuff, just do it. Just do it. No more game plan.
All right, good. I like to hear that. All right, then we close.
I like to do that.
Okay, good, good. All right, then. I'm glad we're doing that.
I'm revolutionizing Twitter.
We back.
Yeah.
We all the way back. We ain't never left, but we back.
Yeah, well, as soon as we get off, I'm gonna just tweet you upside your head.
Man, toops upside your head.
I said toops upside your head. Like we're for Austin. Toops
to Eddie House. Hey, all right, man. So, man, the A-Tip Sports Show, we out, man. We got to be out. We done.
Man, we out of here, brother.
This is it, man. Thanks. Hey, man, so you, as we said before, next Wednesday is going to be our email show. So send us your email from the weekend, all the games, and we'll read your emails on next Wednesday's show.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And this is us coming straight from our lungs to your eardrums while you're sitting on your tweets at your office and your desk. You're sitting down in your seats comfortable. We're bringing it fresh, live, all day, every day, a typical sports show.
A typical sports show brought to you by Vima. We out.